It was right about this time in 1957 that then Marin County Supervisor Vera Schultz led a history-making choice. The decision to hire famed architect Frank Lloyd Wright to design the county's new office and courts complex.
They knew they had to build a new civic center because Marin County was just growing by leaps and bounds. So they decided, why not do the best? Why not get right? There were an awful lot of people who were against it as well, all kinds of interests that didn't want it built for various reasons.
That's Mill Valley writer Richard Rappaport, who has authored a series of online articles about the contentious process that ultimately resulted in the striking complex that's now celebrating its 50th anniversary. He notes that it wasn't until after the architect agreed to take on the job that Wright first set foot on the site where it was to be built.
He went up to the site, and what he noticed were a series of hills. They were the outstanding feature, and Wright would always revert back to nature. So he came down off the mountain and said, I will bridge these hills. And that was the plan.
Or, in Frank Lloyd Wright's own words,
I believe in every respect that we have saved the beauty of the site and initiated a flexible, practical way of taking advantage of that site, cooperating with it, and coming out at the end with a complete synthesis of ground and building.
That was recorded at a public meeting in March of 1958, at which Wright introduced his plans. Thanks to the Antique Kent, California room at the Marin County Free Library for allowing our use of their archival audio. But Wright's plans were not admired by everyone, says Rappaport. The most adamant foe of the project was another Marin County supervisor, Bill Fusselman.
He did everything he possibly could to stop it. If the Board of Supervisors was going to meet about this, there would be an empty chair, Fusselman's. He hooked up with the McCarthy subcommittee to make this ridiculous allegation that Wright was a communist. In 57, he took a vote to stop construction. If it had started, they were moving dirt. So there was just a huge outcry. What Fusselman wanted to do was to turn it into a hospital, which was just ludicrous and would never have worked.
By that time, however, public support for the project was strong, so construction continued after only a week-long delay. Now, half a century later, Rappaport observes, the Civic Center remains warmly embraced by the Marin County citizenry.
In and of itself, it's iconic. There's nothing quite like it, and it reinforces the idea of the modernity of Marin County in a way. It was so modern that people didn't quite know what to do with it, and now people have adjusted to it to the extent that people are extremely comfortable with the way it looks and how it functions.
Even now, he adds, Wright's design remains distinctly modern and unique. But of course, the architect himself anticipated that.
And when it's finished, it's a complete envelope of imperishable steel and concrete. Such a building as that would last at least 3,000 years.
So there will no doubt be additional anniversary celebrations for the Marin Civic Center far into the future. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.